it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know?
You know? Yeah, well, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, hey, it's all about radio on the go. And what I mean by that is your device, your platforms, the way you want to listen to any and all radio is changed. It's not the same as just, you know, hopping in your car and spinning the dial. I mean, you can do that still in some cars. But whether you're listening on Sirius, whether you're listening on a platform like iHeart or Stitcher or TuneIn, you know, it's all about modifying your radio to what you want. And whether it's all sports, all entertainment, whatever the deal is, it's available for you. For us, it's all sports. Because whether it's an iPhone, an Android, a watch, you can fine-tune your device to listen to this specific program, all the programming here on the network, and that, as far as we are concerned, is a beautiful thing. Whether you're heading to the beach, whether you're heading to the park, heading to work, or maybe you're already at work, like some of us, well, you can modify everything to do exactly what you want it to do and listen exactly to what you want to listen to. Now, most important for us, our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they cover our six each and every day. They're out there. They put it on the line. You know, we saw that horrific accident down in Louisiana. You know, that's the kind of risk these guys and girls run when they commit to serving in the armed forces. So if you see somebody in uni, you know, doesn't matter which service, give them an attaboy or an attagirl, as the case may be. And tell them that you like and appreciate the fact that they're out there for us. Now, we're going to tap on the brakes here. And as we get ready to do so, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Indeed, they are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's breakfast at Wimbledon time, and we'll talk about that as the matches get underway. Magnussen and Rybakova at 8 a.m., and Venus Williams and Konta at 10 a.m. So as the scores start to come in, we will report that to you. A lot of summer ball being played. ESPYs last night, which was pretty cool. A major figure in the FIFA scandal died, and that's interesting. You know, other NBA stuff, other NFL stuff as we bounce it around the world of sports. But in the summer league, wearing Nikes as opposed to Triple B. I don't know if it's the shoes or not, but Lonzo Ball busted out for 36 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds, and 5 steals, and 2 blocks as the Lakers beat the 76ers 103-102 in a really contested, spirited game. Cool. LeBron James on hand. I don't know if him being there mattered, but he said it didn't. You know, he put on Kobe Bryant's shoes, saying, "I'd just like to switch it up." It was interesting. You know, purple Nikes. And, you know, that's certainly LeBron's favorite shoe. And they were glad to have him out there. I don't think the shoes really made all that damn big of a difference. But, you know, even though it's summer league, this was his best game in the summer league. And maybe eliminating some headaches for the Laker fans, who were, some of them were already going, uh-oh, I was all over social media checking that out. And they're like, he sucks. He's going to be a bust. He's okay, calm down. Calm down. It's just summer league. Both ways. Quality of performance and lack thereof, as the case may be. But a hell of a good performance. Truly was. You know. And LeBron has L.A. roots. He's got a house out there. And he was, you know, out there taking care of business. And took care of his business and got to watch a little ball out in Las Vegas. You know, people giving him grief about the no-show against De'Aaron Fox in the Sacramento game where he had a groin injury. And I guess he was hearing a little bit of that. You know, that's not the kind of you-know-what contest you want to get into in the summer. But, you know, there were already rumblings that he was ducking him, which, you know, look, if you had a little tightness or whatever, better you deal with it and he felt better the next day. You got to listen to your body. I don't know whether it was real, not real, whether he was ducking him, he wasn't, you know, who cares, ultimately. When it comes right down to it, who cares? But he showed up and he did a damn good job yesterday. You know, he was playing against, you know, the Cabarets of the world and you know, a bunch of backups because Fultz wasn't playing. He's done. So he had an easier time. I mean, this was, you know, he was going up against Blackman Jr. I know he started. And, you know, it was pretty impressive. Kuzma, he's pretty darn good. He's going to fit in very well with the Lakers. They got a hell of a good draft pick there. They really did. And adding Travis Ware for depth. You know, but Lonzo's line was pretty damn impressive. He still, he was going to the cup a lot more. He certainly was not shooting from three accurately. Anyway, he was 3 of 10. Makes his free throws, so that's going to help. The 11 assists were impressive. I mean, it was interesting to watch in that he already has a chemistry with Kuzma. When they're on the court together, he knows where to find him. And he did it accurately and often. And Kuzma, although, you know, with the size of the guys on the court, was actually more power forward than small forward, is a small forward. And he was stretching the floor. You know, he wasn't making his threes yesterday either, but still shot 6 of 14 on his field goal attempts and had 12 boards and 4 assists. I mean, one nice thing about what Magic did as far as drafting this time around was he was really, he seems to have gotten guys who are unselfish players, which, I mean, ultimately that's going to be their philosophy anyway, but very unselfish. And that was, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, if they're going into a whole thing of we have a new attitude out here in L.A., it's going to start with you. Well, if you have a good team player and he's making sure everybody gets their touches, and that was his rep in college. You know, there's no big stretch going out here. Well, that's a good building block, and that is going to be encouraging for free agents to come to, whether it's LeBron, whether it's Paul George, no matter who it is. And that was encouraging to see. And just, you know, again, watching. That was, you know, a nice thing to be able to pay attention to with the Lakers. And it's good. Like I said, I'm intrigued by these summer league games because you really get to focus on the individual performances and see how they come along. And I like a number of things that I saw with Lonzo. You know, overcoming those obvious nerves in that first game. You know, dealing with his dad being on the sidelines and Magic being on the sidelines. And everybody, you know, the place was full. And he came back and had a triple-double in his second game. And last night's performance was really a first-rate go-round for him. And that's pretty cool. You know, it bodes well for their franchise. Sacramento played Milwaukee, and De'Aaron sat. You know, these are coaches' decisions, and they want to get a little more time in with some of the other players. But Frank Mason started for them and tweaked his ankle 4 minutes in. So they didn't play him the rest of the way. However, Scalabrine did play. 19 points, 8 of 13 shooting. Has a little trouble at the free throw line, but he had 9 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks. A couple turnovers as well. But he was plus 13 on the court. And again, you know, like I said, Vladdy's doing it right out there. We talked about it at length yesterday. You know, as he's working these guys in, and yesterday he sat three of the keys. Buddy Hield sat. Harry Giles sat. De'Aaron Fox sat. They wanted to see the other guys. Well, Scal didn't disappoint. First rate. First rate all the way around. We'll bounce around a couple more before we get on to other NBA news, because there's plenty of NBA news, including the state of the state by the commish, which is always a good thing. I'm Bob Black. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Bouncing around the summer league a little bit. Like I said, Scal performing well yesterday. And this is, again, the focus of everything that goes on in a summer league. There's no, they don't care about wins and losses. They don't care about anything. All they care about is nobody gets hurt, which there's been a couple of ankles this summer. But, you know, for the most part, nothing major. And, you know, finding out whether or not these guys have a skill set. You know, because, you know, even though it's summer, and even though they're playing against a lot of guys that will be playing in Europe or playing in a G League or playing wherever, doesn't really matter. You know, they still have to show off their skill set. And they're doing it against professionals for the first time. Because don't forget, a lot of people that are in summer league basketball have already been in the league for a year or two or three. And they're either not under contract or they're not guaranteed. And they're looking to make sure they have a job. You know, and they don't care what your rep is coming out of college. You can either play or you can't play. And if you can't play, they're going to expose you. And that's what these guys are going up against. Like I said yesterday in the Sacramento-Milwaukee game, they just, you know, they wanted to see performances. You know, Jackson played. Their other first. He didn't do so good. Shot 2 of 14. Made his free throws. Had 8 points. You know, I mean, it happens. And that's his, you know, outside shot is his weakness. Was in college. Probably going to be in the pros. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, same with the Bucks. They're, you know, they want to see what Gary Payton II looks like. You know, they got a good run on some of these guys. You know, Thon Maker didn't play yesterday. You know, nobody got cheated. Yeah. Denver and Houston. You know, Denver, they got a lot of guys to look at. You know, and look, and oh, by the way, look who played, Michael Beasley. Hello. Yeah, wants to make sure he has a job. So, you know, again, certain guys, they're getting a pretty good run in this summer, and certain guys aren't. You know, Miami's got a lot of guys that they need to check out. Now, yesterday, Bam didn't play. So, had a couple different guys up front. Nobody all that impressive. You know, but that's what they're looking to find out. Lamon Murray Jr. played yesterday. You remember his dad? Well, the shooting apple didn't fall too far from the tree. He shot well yesterday. 8 of 16. That's the impression you're looking to make. Golden State took care of Minnesota. Golden State just wins no matter what they're doing. You know, but like I said, bunch of these guys won't be playing. Phoenix is an intriguing team. And they went up against Houston yesterday. Nigel Williams-Goss, you know, they wanted the ball in his hands yesterday. He played 28 minutes, shot 3 of 10, 4 assists, 7 points. You know. And he's going to be a little pressed to get it done on the next level. Josh Jackson, however, nice game yesterday. And he's been a little inconsistent, as is his wont. And he, you know, eventually will figure it out. But he got 32 minutes last night, shot 9 of 17, 15 rebounds, 12 defensive, 3 offensive, couple of blocks for 21 points. He was plus 10 when he was on the court. That's what they want. That's what they want. Not bad. And the last one to focus on here, and reason being, because these are two teams that they're going to either make a move in the right direction or the wrong direction. As I said, I was listening to some NBA radio, and I heard somebody say Portland is not going to make the playoffs. Well, I disagree on that just a little bit. You know, they beat the Bulls yesterday, 88-77. Caleb Swanigan, who I think is going to contribute. You know, 13 points, 9 boards. Stokes, who's a sleeper, 27 minutes, 8 of 11, 17 boards. He was eating up glass yesterday. That's the kind of impression you want to make. Zach Collins didn't play, but he's making the team. He doesn't have to. Same with Connaughton. They still have to do a little house cleaning out there, but they're going to have a nice rotation when it's all said and done. Donnell Valentine played for the Bulls. You know, he's getting to that fish or cut bait point. 35 minutes, 13 points, 4 assists. More than likely, he's going to just end up as a rotation guy at best and you know, maybe end of the bench guy at worst. But, you know, he's having an opportunity to shine, hasn't done much with it thus far. And in this particular one, Lauri Markkanen, who has been okay. He had one game where he really shot well, another game where he couldn't get out of his own way. And he got a DNP yesterday. Coach's decision. Again, they don't want to put too much pressure on these guys, which is completely understandable. And, you know, as far as summer league goes, not bad. You know, just take advantage of your opportunities. And they're into the tournament now. So that'll be cool. And they'll have fun and eventually wrap it up. And then get along, little doggies. Then it gets real from there in. And that in itself is pretty darn cool. For these kids. Hey, you know, they're getting their first taste. You can see it. You know, once they get into it, and like I said, it's kind of fun to watch. You get into these guys and you see that, hey, you know, they're accepting the fact that all of a sudden, wow, I'm a professional. I'm getting paid to do this. And I'm going up against fellow professionals. And you see the attitudes change right in front of your eyes on the court. And that in itself is pretty cool. You know, it's a different world than college. Completely different. And you see how they blend with their teammates. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that ends up being kept an eye on in this. And it makes for good basketball. It makes for fun. And, again, I was listening to one of the commentators. He said, I like doing summer league better than I like doing a regular season. He said, because there's a pure enthusiasm with these kids. And as we talked about, the guys who are trying to make careers out of this. I mean, some of these guys, they're going to be around for 3 years, 4 years, no matter what, because they're first-round draft picks and they have guaranteed contracts. But for the guys who aren't, it's a great experience to get to show their stuff. And hopefully, at least for their sake, are able to impress a coach, if not their coach. And somebody takes a flyer on them. You never know. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Rumors hot and heavy that Carmelo to Houston is about done. And, you know, again, this has been the anticipation, the cusp, on the edge, the whole nine yards. And I don't know. Is it going to happen? From all accounts, it seems like it's going to happen. Both Houston and New York are trying to get a fourth team involved. In order to get this done. And I don't know who the third team is, to be honest. There's rumor and speculation. But according to Frank Isola, who writes for the Daily News, They're on the 2-yard line, using a football analogy. You know, it works out well for Carmelo if it ends up going down, in that he goes to Texas, where there's no state income tax. He's got 2 and 54 left. He's got the trade kicker. All of a sudden, you know, financially, it works out pretty damn well for him. It ain't L.A., and it ain't New York, but Houston doesn't suck. Neither does their team. It's tapping a break. Step aside. When we come back, we'll continue it right there. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, talking Carmelo, and when are you not talking Carmelo, particularly up here in New York City? But, you know, again, it I don't know, and it's the Knicks, so they're going to screw it up no matter what. But Steve Mills looks like whatever power play was involved, he's going to end up running the organization. There's not even talk anymore of them interviewing somebody. And Steve Mills has been there a long time. As a matter of fact, Phil said, when I leave, I hope Steve Mills becomes the president of basketball operations for the Knicks. And that's not, you know, from an endorsement thing, not a very good thing in New York. But with that being said, his first move was signing Tim Hardaway Jr. to an enormous contract, some would say way overinflated, that the Hawks didn't match. But Hardaway Jr. has worked on his game. Once he went permanently into the starting lineup for the Hawks, ended up averaging about 17 points a game, which the Knicks could use, quite frankly. You know, 15 overall for the year. I don't know if he's worth that kind of money, but in today's day and age, those contracts are pretty much the norm. I mean, you know, guys are getting money that I never even thought they could possibly earn. But, you know, we'll see. But the mandate, evidently, and this is unconfirmed, of course, is that James Dolan is finally committed to going extremely young and building around Kristaps. Now, Kristaps has been eerily silent since Phil got fired. He had one tweet and it disappeared. Now, I don't know how he feels about the organization right now. I'm sure he is happy Phil is gone. I don't think he's going to be happy if Carmelo is gone, but, you know, such is the business of basketball, and he's not LeBron James. He doesn't get to dictate who is on his roster and who isn't on his roster. But the Knicks have 2 years to come up with a plan, is what it comes down to. He's going into his third year, and then they'll have the fourth year where the Knicks can match any offer to him, and then he's unrestricted. So they're going to have to get it done and get it done quickly and at least have it pointed in the right direction. Now, are they going to tank next year? I don't know. I mean, the possibility certainly exists for that to happen. And I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. Many teams are tanking in order to get their draft picks. And this was one of those years. That a lot of teams tanked. You know, Cuban was upfront about it. Dallas tanked to try to get the better draft pick. And they got their guy. And, you know, Philly's been tanking for years. You know, who would they go after? I mean, I you know, as it stands right now, there's a bunch, and I mean a bunch, of bigs sitting on the draft board. The one no-brainer, according to everybody, is Michael Porter, who plays at Missouri. This is a 6'10", 215-pound small forward. Who they're comparing to Kevin Durant. You know, 6'10 in shoes. He's going to be a freshman. You never know. He may stink it up, but from all indications, he's the real deal. He's going to be a one and done. And from then on, it gets interesting because it's all a couple of seven-footers being projected at the top. Mohamed Bamba at Texas, and I saw him last year. He, do you talk about raw? DeAndre Ayton. You know, let's not forget, Boston has the number three and a number one next year. I mean, as projected right now, you never know how the lottery's going to fall. But there's another guy in Ayton, 7 foot, 250 pounds. This is a legit big guy. Again, another center, another freshman. First three, at least projected top picks, all freshmen. Robert Williams, who many people have seen play at Texas A&M, nice player. Going to be a nice power forward on the next level. Big-time athlete. You know, so if you're the Knicks, you're going to have some choices, but unfortunately for you, a lot of them are going to be bigs. You know, you're really not seeing the guards come into play. Until you deal with Colin Sexton, who's definitely going to be a one and done in Alabama. Skinny, 6'2", 185. Very, very fast. You know, the Knicks are going to have to decide what direction they're going in. I mean, don't forget, Willie Hernan Gomez showed real well for them, but if they have an opportunity to get one of these legit 7-foot centers, they, you know, bye-bye Willie. Well, you become one of those guys along the line. And then again, it falls into the category of, this is a guy that's a close personal friend of your best player. So how do you go about keeping him around and not ticking off your player? A lot of bigs coming out next year. Nick Richards, Wendell Carter, all freshmen. They're all projected. All projected one and dones. Gary Trent Jr., 4-star. You know, I'm looking at the projects or the projections for next year. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out of the first 14 projected. 10 out of the first 15 projected freshmen. And about 7 of them are 7-footers. In a league that's getting away from the traditional centers. So, you know, again, it would be the Knicks' luck to end up with the number 2 pick rather than Michael Porter, who is the guy they should want. You know, and then you got some other guys like Grayson Allen coming out, and, you know, Mikhail Bridges out of Villanova, who's a darn good player. Jeffrey Carroll at Oklahoma State, who's going to be very serviceable in the league. You know, but already projecting on, and if this is the case, and the Knicks are finally going to get it right and start going in that direction, well, Carmelo's got to go. And I'm curious, because what has not leaked out is who the third team is. So they've already got the structure of 3 set up. Because Ryan Anderson's going to be involved in the trade for Houston. And he's got a couple of years on his deal. So you have to have somebody who's willing to absorb the money, his money, for a 2-year window. Which means it has to be a team that's on the cusp of winning and not doing a rebuild job. Or at least they think they're on the cusp of winning. You know, maybe it's Utah. Lost their shooter. Maybe. And then working in that fourth team, whoever it is. And the push is definitely on. And supposedly Carmelo has waived it. He's willing to go to Houston. And if that's the case, you know, you got to give credit to Morey because he's all in. And I like that. You know, I mean, when you look at these teams and you know, again, I'm not knocking the process down in Philly because I think they did exactly what they needed to do and they got exactly where they want to be. But, you know, you have to have a fan base that's willing to bite the bullet for a number of years. And then you better get it right. And that's the other aspect of it, which, you know, people don't talk about. You got to get it right. they happen to stumble into, you know, maybe the best center since Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz. And we're going to see how it's going to play out. Because, you know, those guys have yet to set foot on a court together. But once it happens, we'll see whether or not the process works. And, you know, look, they're selling tickets to the tune of, you know, completely sold out in their season ticket base. And what they were offering up to the public, they got about 3,000 seats per game that are going to be out there. That's going to be a tough, tough ticket to get. But, you know, if it pays off for them, so be it. Knicks might end up trying to do the same thing, but they can't tank for three straight years. They just can't do it. Because unless they're showing progress in the right direction, Kristaps is going to walk. You know, it was funny. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. It would be ironic because, or as Ron would say, ironical. At the time he's up and is eligible for free agency, wouldn't it be interesting if the Nets are ready to rock and roll? Because Sean Marks and that group over there, they're slowly putting it together, and they're getting the right pieces in place. They have what they consider a keeper in D'Angelo Russell. We'll see. But, you know, number three overall draft pick that they gave, got an expiring contract in Brook Lopez off the books. And they may revisit Brooke, after it's all said and done. Who knows? Lakers may not want him if they're trying to bring in other guys. He could revisit the Nets. And wouldn't it be ironic, just as the Nets are starting to get good, that Porzingis becomes available? Because Porzingis loves New York. Doesn't like it, loves it. He may not want to go West Coast or South Beach. He may end up wanting to go cross town. And wouldn't that be a bitter pill for the Knicks organization to swallow? Yeah, it would. Let's tap on the brakes, wrap up hour one on the other side. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Not yet. Welcome back. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. You know, you look at the Knicks depth chart, and there's not a ton of age on there. They signed Ron Baker to a two-year deal. You know, Joakim Noah is a contract that they're never going to be able to get rid of. But, you know, they already cut loose Marshall Plumlee. Lance Thomas is on the team. Kuzminskas is on the team. Jason Randall's on the team. Voyachik's on the team. Holiday's gone. They re-signed Baker. Nadeau's gone. You know, some of these guys they may re-sign. But they got a roster to fill out. You know, what do they do with Courtney Lee? Now that Tim Hardaway Jr. is there. You know, and the other thing is, with the lack of money that they have, you know, do they start Ron Baker and let Ntilikina learn under him? Or do they start Ntilikina and just, you know, bring in Baker when he's overmatched? I mean, Baker's a gritty little player, but he's not fast enough. He's not tall enough to make a difference in the NBA. I mean, he's not a starter. He's barely a role player from what I saw, but they love him. I don't get it. Going to be interesting. As soon as this deal comes down, it's going to be interesting. Hopefully it'll break during the show today. If it does, we'll be on top of it for you. Hope you enjoyed hour one. We're going to step aside, tap on the brakes. Enjoy the dulcet tones, as Joe is fond of saying, of whoever's reading the news on this particular day, because that's always bright and cheery. Let's step aside. We'll be right back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mitch has to pull it off. He's working very hard. He's got to pull it off.
President Trump, they're referring to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the efforts to get a GOP health care bill passed in the U.S. Senate. The president saying he would be very unhappy and angry if it doesn't get done. He makes those remarks in an interview with televangelist Pat Robertson that's to air on the 700 Club today, as U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to release new details about the plan they're working on. As President Trump is in France, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The commander-in-chief is set to join French President Emmanuel Macron in Bastille celebrations on Friday. The two will also mark the 100th anniversary of America's entry into World War I. Also on the agenda will be discussions about terrorism and the war in Syria.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Police in eastern Pennsylvania say they have found the body of at least one of four young men who went missing last week. Bucks County DA Matthew Weintraub says cadaver dogs located the grave 12 feet under the ground, covered over by cement.
I don't understand the science behind it, but those dogs could smell these poor boys 12 and a half feet below the ground.
Authorities say the son of the couple who owned that huge farm, 20-year-old Cosmo DiNardo, has been so far charged with stealing a car belonging to one of the missing men, and he's being held on $5 million bail for that as they try to find evidence so as to be able to charge him with homicide. So this story raises the question, would he call himself Senator Rock? The singer Kid Rock tweeting his followers yesterday that a Kid Rock for Senate website is not a joke, that it's for real, and that in fact he has a major announcement coming very soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
US Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
Authorities are giving the all clear following a late night bomb threat to the UCLA campus. Someone calling in that threat to the Sunset Canyon Recreation Center last night. It prompted evacuations at several residence halls. The residents were taken to Drake Stadium. No injuries reported. Officials securing the area just after midnight, and the residents have been since able to return to their dorms as the investigation continues. Where were you when the lights went out? As today marks 40 years since the New York City area started suffering through the blackout of 77, Ethan Harp looks back.
The blackout didn't move at light speed that sweltering night, but an hour after lightning hit Westchester, New York plunged into darkness. The Mets were at Shea.
So the lights are off here at Shea Stadium.
At first, calm.
You'd never know that there was any kind of emergency.
But soon.
The situation here in Brownsville was described as anarchy.
Nearly 4,000 people would be arrested in a city already fearing the Son of Sam and facing bankruptcy.
I could see from my window there everybody looting.
Some found hope, if not light, a human chain formed to guard Tom's restaurant in Prospect Heights.
And we're still here.
25 hours later, New York got its power back.
And this year's nominees for TV's Emmy Awards will be announced in a matter of hours from the TV Academy in North Hollywood. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, hopefully. Hate to have him ticked off. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Joe's off today, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Devices, platforms, yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. But go to our website, the award-winning website, the AVN award-winning website. Check it out. All kinds of interviews up there. You know, you click on the Listen Live button. There we are, which is a beautiful thing. And you get the opportunity to check out what's gone on in the past on all the different shows here on the network. And whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Tittle, whether it's Jerry, whether it's us, you know, you get to check it out. And at that given moment, you can grab whatever you want to grab. Like next week, we got Rob Riggle coming up. Riggle's a blast. He's been on before. We're going to have him on again. It'd be a good time. Believe me. Be a lot of fun. And, you know, you can check it out. Listen to it for a couple minutes. See what you missed if you didn't have an opportunity the first time around. And, you know, there we are. And it's a beautiful thing. However, for us, the most beautiful thing, American Forces Radio Network. You know, these guys and girls put it out there every single day. Every single day. You read about the incidents over in the Middle East and Afghanistan and, you know, sacrifices that the family makes and, you know, Gold Star families and all of that stuff. And it's not easy. It's not easy on the kids. It's not easy on the families. So if you see a soldier or a sailor walking around in the city, just on the streets in uni, give them a thanks. You know, you should. Just tap on the brakes, step aside. We'll set up hour two right after the short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Works for me. Discovered a new wine last night. This Mondavi Bourbon Oak was really tasty. Really tasty. Good stuff. Went with the dinner very well. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. News around the NBA. Ersan Ilyashova signs with the Hawks. 1 year, $6 million. You know. He's been with the Thunder, Sixers, Hawks. He's a bounce around now. Six teams. Three last year. He's one of those guys never quite developed into what they thought. You know? But he'll give Atlanta a little bit of flexibility. A little bit. Don't forget, he signed a 4-year 50 with the Bucks back in 2012, and they got rid of him in 2015. So, you know, not going to move the needle. But, you know, for a team that's in a rebuild, which they are, he'll fit. You know, he'll fit. Briefly. But now officially a basketball vagabond. You know, Adam Silver had the... And we'll get to some other player movement. Actually, let's do that first. Cavaliers signed Seti Osman out of Turkey. And they're, you know, very quietly trying to get things done. This is a 3-year deal, $8.3 million. 6'8", small forward. Young. He's 22 years old. This was a second-round dude. Can shoot a little bit, known for his defense more than anything else. You know, and quietly, I actually think Cleveland has made themselves better. You know, they're going to go to war with the same big three next year, but, you know, Deron Williams not being on the team is a good thing. They replace him with Jose Calderon. They apparently have moved on from Richard Jefferson because with the signing of Osman and Jeff Green, who they very quietly signed earlier in the week, who's now 30 years old, hard to believe. But you know, he's now with the Cavs, and that's a nice little signing for them. You know, Orlando didn't want him back. And, you know, here's a guy that was picked fifth overall back in 2007, never blossomed because of his heart condition, but has had a solid career in the NBA. And he adds a little versatility up front because they can go small and big with him. And they'll create matchup problems with him. and he can hit an outside shot, and he rebounds, and he moves the ball around. So, you know, for all the consternation with, oh, my God, you know, Cleveland got blown out, and, you know, they can't do this and they can't do that, they actually made some pretty solid moves in the offseason, particularly with the limitations. Involved with their salary cap issues. So, and Boston very quietly is losing pieces. I mean, they've made the big splash with the draft and they made the big splash with Hayward, but Jonas Jerebko is gone. 2-year, 8.2 with the Jazz. Jazz also signed a 2-year deal with Thabo Sefolosha. You know. Jerebko, you know, again, he's a 30-year-old guy, but he knows how to win. You know, he's going to be a rotation guy. It's cool. I mean, you look at their lineup now, it's like the United Nations, but Jerebko, Sefolosha, Rubio, Gobert, Diaw, Ingles, Dante Exum, who has been outstanding in summer, and Neto out of Brazil. I mean, you know, it's almost contradictory in today's NBA, but quite honestly, they're going to be the best defensive team again in the league. The question is, will they be able to score? And that's going to be the telling aspect of it. You know, they're trying to replace those points. They hope that they hit a home run in Donovan Mitchell. Most people seem to think so. Well, we're going to find out. But he's going to have to score and score a lot for them. You know, little undersized. Patino loves his athleticism and said whoever gets him, you know, point guard, shooting guard, doesn't matter. And he plays big-time defense. So, you know, we'll see. They got a lot of points to make up. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. I want to look at their depth here for just a second. But, you know, none of these teams are standing still, and that's what you have to like. I mean, let's be honest. You know, if your team isn't moving, then you're going backwards. And their depth chart, as it stands right now, you know, favors playing up front now. Joe Johnson starting now, which, you know, we'll see. Maybe not. Dante Exum, you know, the guys that they signed. Yeah, we'll see. That's going to be an either-or with this team because they are going to play great defense. But the question is, will anybody on the team be able to score? And that's literally what it's going to come down to. And it's tough. I mean, you know, you lose 20-something points a game. And that ain't easy. Yeah. Ricky Rubio, Dante Exum, Joe Johnson, Boris Diaw, Derek Favors, Rudy Gobert. We'll see. We'll see. At Bob Black 71, direction you want to go. They have high hopes for Neto. You know, but again, they're overloaded on guards right now. I don't know. They're going to be an odd team to watch next year with the attrition. Nobody wants to play, at least according to Trey Burks, in Utah. I've never heard any players say that other than Trey Burks. But, you know. Paul George got introduced to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Says he loves him some Oklahoma City. Thanks to Kevin Durant. We'll talk about that on the other side. It is a nice city. I lived there for a long time. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Don't go nowhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
You know, it really is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And, Paul George gets introduced to Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City gets introduced to Paul George. And that's pretty cool. All the way around. You know, it's a great town. It's a small town, relatively speaking, in NBA terms. And of course, the initial questions. Are you going to stay? Are you willing to stay? Are you going to LA? Yada, yada. And he parried the questions accordingly, which he should. Not the stuff you want to be dealing with. He wants to focus in on the city. You know, I get it. You know, what's on the team? It's Enes Kanter, Steven Adams, Patrick Patterson, Raymond Felton. Hey. Samaz Christian. Who they still have hopes for. Dougie McDermott. You know, Terrence Ferguson. I mean, Terrence Ferguson playing over in Australia, hopefully, will prep him to be a little more NBA ready. But whether or not that is the case or not remains to be seen. I mean, they would love him to be playing the two. And step right in and do that. And I don't know if it's going to happen. They certainly don't have much depth. And then Westbrook and Paul George will team up. And we'll see. You know, getting out from under that Oladipo contract and then, you know, sending Sabonis over, who may or may not develop into a big-time player. I'm thinking on the no side on that. I think he'll be serviceable, but I don't think he's going to be great by any means. And you got a player in Russell Westbrook now at 28 years of age who is definitively in his prime. And, you know, you can't not recognize the fact that if he thinks they don't have a chance to win, he probably will have to leave. Now, do I think they made up enough of a gap off of last year? No, but they certainly improved. And I mean, Westbrook was a one-man show against Houston, literally. He doesn't have to be that anymore. And don't forget, the stats are going to come down on Russell Westbrook next year. He's going to go from averaging the triple-double, and, you know, look, he's still going to score high 20s, but probably not 31.5 a game. The rebounds will be about 8, because Paul George will get some more. And the assists will probably drop to about 9. Because Paul George can distribute. You know, they're back to being Westbrook and Durant, except Paul George isn't as good as Durant. Simple as that. So, you know, we'll see. Now, as far as Paul George went, you know, he got a taste. It Oklahoma City's a fun town. You know, they've done a wonderful job redeveloping the downtown. There's plenty of things to do. The weather's temperate. The town is enthusiastic about its sports. It's a great sports town. Used to be nothing but football, and they've embraced basketball like I never figured they would do when I was living there. Paul George was surprised it ended up being Oklahoma City. Well, so was everybody else in the civilized world. And, of course, before he got traded. You know, George made it clear he wanted to go to the Lakers. Well, now he's hedging his bets a little bit. Which I still think ultimately he'll end up there. But you know, they were throwing a lot of questions about him, about the future. And I mean, he was diplomatic about it, taking it as it comes, fresh start. You know, and all that stuff. But he seemed genuinely impressed by what was going on. Big smile on his face. Was impressed with the crowd. You know, Sam Presti not messing around. And you know, to give him credit, is, you know, the risk reward. I mean, there was no risk in the players he unloaded, and the reward could be that Paul George likes it in Oklahoma City and decides that he wants to stay there. And don't forget, with this trade, they'll be able to offer him the most amount of money. And he and Westbrook have a relationship. You know, they became friends at a camp they both went to, basketball camp they both went to. You know, last year, 23.5 points. Shot well, 6 rebounds, 6.5 actually, and 3.5 assists. Like I said, it's not a black hole when it goes in. You know, I'll be real curious. And, you know, the other thing, too, which people aren't talking about, you know, you can't say it to Paul George because I'm, excuse me, he was the man in Indiana. But in reality, you know, it was always 1 and 1A in Oklahoma City. The 1 being Kevin Durant and the 1A being Russell Westbrook. And that was a role that Westbrook was not entirely comfortable with because he knew, you know, in his own way, he was every bit the equal player, if not better than Kevin Durant. But you're also talking apples and watermelons. You know, two completely different but tasty fruits. And his style of game, Westbrook, he does need to have the ball in his hands the great majority of the time. But he will set other people up, providing he trusts those people. You know, if you remember at the end with the Oklahoma City Thunder, it was a lot of ISO ball where either Durant had the ball in his hands and everybody was watching, or Russell had the ball in his hands and everybody was watching. You know, I think the ball movement's going to be better with Paul George. And I know that sounds weird coming with Kevin Durant because Durant moves the ball well, but the reality is that George is better, I think, as a number two. And if that's the case, and they fit well together, they could have a lot of success. You know, Steven Adams kind of leveled off last year. But with him being a third option, or a fourth option, as the case may be, depending on how Ferguson plays out, you know, maybe they have something going there. You know, don't forget, Terrence Ferguson can stretch it. I mean, he's got an NBA jump shot. And he was a boy against men over in Australia, and he took a pounding. I mean, I saw some of the film from him. And, you know, they beat him up. You know, they beat him up. So I'll see how it plays out. You know, do they create matchup situations where Paul George plays the two? Excuse me, sometimes, and they put Ferguson at the three? Or they try to put Ferguson at the deuce and keep him there and just let him shoot while his body fills out? You know, it's going to be interesting. And like I said, you know, good for OKC for coming out and all that good stuff. You know, good stuff all the way around. Anyway, tapping the brakes, come back, wrap up the last big segment right after this short time out.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Yeah, and it's getting good, too. Welcome back to the Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, like I said, they're going to be real happy with Paul George, and Paul George is going to be real happy with that city. But whether or not it ends up being a long-term relationship remains to be seen. And the Lakers will come according, among other teams. Clippers will probably do the same thing, because that's going to be real interesting. When LeBron opts out next year, and everybody's saying, oh, there's no way he goes to Los Angeles. And I actually heard, you know, because he and Charles Oakley have gotten tight. And in a roundabout way, the three-ball league that's being played, they were in Tulsa last weekend. And they had some bad weather up there. And Scalabrine, who runs one of the teams, Veal ended up getting stuck in an airport with Charles Oakley, who was traveling to see the games. Ended up chatting for a long time, and Veal said that Oakley said there's absolutely no way that LeBron goes to Los Angeles to play, which means put it in the books, he's going. I mean, you know, again, hearsay is hearsay, and who knows what conversation they actually had. But the reality is that he's going to be out in the market, and he's going to weigh his options, best way to win. As I said earlier in the show, they've added some nice pieces around him, better complementary pieces than they had. Are they as good as Golden State? Nope, probably not. But again, you never know. There could be injury. There could be a million different things that happen that let LeBron get back to the finals and maybe win a championship. Now, my prediction here has been he'll not win another ring in his time in the NBA, which, well, that's my humble opinion. But with that being said, after next year, if he decides to opt out, then it gets intriguing because Paul George is 27 years old. LeBron James is 32. And if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, or the Clippers for that matter, how much are you willing to invest in a guy still in his prime? But of that age, and you say to yourself, well, is it worth it? Is it worth the dollar amount? I don't know what the answer to that is. And if you're an executive, that's what you're going to have to weigh your options. So, you know, we'll see. Paul George, younger, never going to be as good as LeBron James. And how does he fit? Are you bringing him in as a number one? Is he going to conflict with players on the team? I mean, and with the Clippers, it would be an odd fit anyway because they've committed to Blake Griffin. On the Lakers, it would be how does he fit in with a bunch of young talent? You know, so we'll see. Or maybe he likes OKC. We'll find out. State of the state involving the league and Adam Silver. And by the way, Magurza went on in straight sets 6-1, 6-1 over Rybakova. So she moves on to the semis. Venus, good stuff. Breakfast. She's coming up at 10 o'clock right when we're going off the air. The NBA is a league that gets it right most of the time. And they got it right again. You know, Adam Silver gave his state of the state in an interview yesterday, and it wasn't, you know, officially. But they did have owner meetings, and, you know, a couple of things came up. One of the things that came up is having a 16-seed tournament. And he left the door open on it, but as of right now, they're not going to do it. And I've heard a lot of people talking about this and get, you know, basically when conference play is done and the season's done at the end of the year, eliminate the conferences and seed it 1 through 16 based on record, which in theory is a pretty good way to go about it. But the reality, not so much. And the reason why is just travel. You know, I mean, if you're Golden State, and the 8 seed is, I don't know, Miami. And you got to play them, and you knock them out. The 16 seed, I should say. I'm sorry. And just for the sake of discussion, it's Miami today. And then your next round, you got Atlanta, because they'd reseed after each round. Well, could you imagine that hump West Coast to East Coast all the time? One thing they'd immediately have to do is go back to the 2-3-2, which gives an advantage to the lower seeded teams. Yeah, that was the reason why they ran it when Boston and LA were playing all those finals. It was because of travel and logistics. You couldn't do 1-1-1 on the back end of a series because it was just logistically impossible getting the press accommodated and the networks accommodated, and you know, let alone all the crap with the teams going coast to coast. So, you know, even though some owners are in favor of it, mostly Western Conference, and they'll reexamine it. He also talked about the age limit and the fact that the system's not working well for anybody in particular, which is true. You know, and they're looking at the one and done. And it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to go 19 to 20 or 19 back to 18. And quite frankly, look, I don't want to ever tell somebody they can't pursue a living. And I don't care if the kid's 18 years old or, you know, 38 years old. You want to make a living in this country, you're entitled to do so. But a lot of these kids, and, you know, look, it's professional sports. It's tough to make it. Now, there's more opportunity now. There's G League. I mean, they've gotten their act together where players can make a living. The two-way contract is going to come into play. We're basically, if you have a two-way contract and you get 40 games in the NBA, you're going to be able to make about $275,000 a year. Okay, that's good. But that don't make you rich. And you also would have the agents getting in the ears of high school kids and make them ineligible for college, even if they decided to go to college. It would definitely affect the college game if they drop it back to 18, because there'd be a lot of guys making a jump. The money is just too extraordinary. And, you know, you think about it, a lot of these kids right now, they're not playing for the first contract. I mean, quite honestly, if you manage your money well, your first contract should take care of you for the rest of your life. But when you get towards the bottom of the first round, you know, you're not making get-rich money. They're playing for their second contract where they can max out or even, you know, get a one-year deal like Caldwell Pope got, 1 year, $18 million. You know, 1 year, $18 million sets you up for the rest of your life. But they're playing for that second contract, and he turned down 4 for $80 million. And now he has something to prove. Well, think about an 18-year-old kid coming into the league, doesn't get drafted in the first round, gets drafted in the second round with a non-guaranteed. Okay, he makes a team. But there's no guarantee the second year he's going to make the team. And he's going to sit on the bench for the most part. You know, one and done is tough. But at least these guys are coming in with a little bit of prep on playing on a more elite level than a high school level. I think they should go to 20 and make it where the majority of them would be sophomores coming in. It would give the teams a little more pause to at least see what they have in their young players without having to make a judgment call immediately. It would give the kids an opportunity to mature a little bit physically and mentally on the collegiate level. But again, you know, how do you tell a kid not to make money? And that's also where the NCAA would have to change its policy and start paying these kids. Because in order to keep them from coming out after one and done, there'd definitely be a challenge in the courts. So if they would go to that agreement, the leagues would have to be in concert with the NCAA in order to put some kind of compensation package together, which opens up a whole different can of worms. You know, it's tough all the way around. And then the other aspect of, you know, of course, is tanking. You know, Cuban, to his credit, he's always honest, love him or hate him. You know, put it out there, but he said it. You know, and Silver talked to him, and Cuban said, yeah, it was a bad choice of words, but it's Mark Cuban. You know, it's what he's going to do. Could he have phrased it differently? Yeah, I guess, but it doesn't change the definition. They tanked. They wanted to lose more games than they actually did. And that's tough. I mean, if you're a fan, like I said, you know, the Philadelphia plan, at least in theory, is working out, but you know, it's no guarantee the other ones are going to do that. And there's just a distaste about that. You know. Now, one thing that they got right, which I'm pretty impressed, they cut the amount of timeouts per game from 18 to 14. And now there are two timeouts in the final 2 minutes of the game as opposed to three. I like that. Pace, flow. The last couple of minutes of a basketball game are interminable. When they're tight, coaches over coach. You know, players just need to make the decision and make the play. That's all. They're probably going to drop, I would say, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes off each game. That's not so bad. Seven timeouts per game with no restrictions per half. Full timeouts go from 90-second and the 20-second to 75-second timeouts. Good. Good maneuvering. Good move. Good commercial coming up. Stay tuned for it. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, I want to thank him for keeping everything on board today. You know, one other thing that they did, too, with the Board of Governors meeting, they moved the trade deadline up. And it's interesting because they moved it from the Thursday after the All-Star game to the Thursday 10 days before the game. Now, if you remember, there was a lot of movement at the deadline. The reason being, which, again, it's showing you that Adam Silver gets it, whereas other commissioners don't in many instances, is that, number one, and, you know, we'll give this to the sport itself, the rumors would sometimes overshadow what was going on. There was, you know, all these guys meeting at the All-Star game and speculation as to whether or not they were moving along or somebody was going to be added to their team or whatever the circumstances were. And then, you know, immediately after the All-Star game, bam, you get traded and you don't have time to get your family acclimated to what's going on and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So they're moving it to 10 days before. So this way, if you should get traded before the All-Star break and you're not on the All-Star team, you have a chance to, in that window of 3.5 days, whatever the circumstances are, to get yourself set up, get your family located, relocated, spend a couple of days settling in, all the stuff that when you're moving, you know, 'cause they're no different than anybody else, that you have to deal with. So, you know, that's a pretty good player-friendly move. Like I said, Adam Silver gets it, where a lot of other commissioners don't. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. For Senator Roberto out on the coast, for Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.